Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Denise. This is the Dr. Denise Show, Creative Minds series, and I have Charles Maddox back. Charles, how are you?
I am amazing. How are you?
Good. Oh, my goodness. So I just want everyone that's listening to know how much I respect you, Charles, and your out-of-the-box way of getting content, media, and everything to do about health to the masses.
Thank you. Thank you. And I feel the same about you. You are an amazing woman through and through.
So I haven't spoken to you in a while, and you've got some really cool things going on. And I just thought it'd be great to catch up on a show, and that way everyone knows what you're up to and what to look out for.
Yeah, let's do it.
Where do you want to start? It's like, tag, you're it. Do you want to talk about your new series? Do you want to talk about your new platform? Do you want to talk about your new song? I feel like we're like on our own little game show. Which one do you want to go? Which one first?
I'll do the series first.
Okay.
We're working on a new series that will be shot in Costa Rica. And this time we are using the carnivore lifestyle, meat base, to work with people in their health and meet them where they're at and help change their lives. And we've got literally the best of the best in involved in it. Anyone who is in that space, or just even in the keto space and, you know, a low carb space, we've got the biggest and the best. And so we're working on that right now. Really excited, hoping to shoot in November, late November or December. It's the rainy season out in Costa Rica right now, so we got to get past rainy season. But other than that, excited about what we can do with that, you know?
So I know what you're about from start to finish, but if someone's tuning in, tell us the name of that series and what really was the catalyst and what ignited that vision of yours.
Yeah, the name of this series is Reversed. And it was born from me, my first season of Reversed, where my knowledge was limited. You know, one thing I knew as a type 2 diabetic, I knew that if we stayed away from carbs and sugars and starches and things like that, that, you know, it would have a tremendous effect on our health and our blood sugar. So we did that. We didn't really have a great plan of action as far as nutrition and so on and so forth. But they did take those steps, and they took those steps to exercise and really focus on themselves, you know, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And it had tremendous effects. All of them lost weight. Some of them came off medication, and it just tremendous effects. I mean, some of their illnesses had gone away that they were dealing with, and the eyesight improved, and I mean, everything. So we got with looking as my mental vocabulary grew, I got into the whole keto sector of things. You're looking at that as a way to help people with their health too, as well. So we did an amazing season that aired about a year ago, year and a half ago, we use keto. We use Dr. Ken Berry, Jason Fung, Maria Emmerich, the Carl Schallhorn, who I think you know, just some great people, and brought them to Costa Rica to do that. And so, now, yeah.
So I want to just say that I think when people are trying to figure out what shows to watch, which platforms, it's a really kind of confusing time. I think there's such a paradigm progression in all the ways you can get great content. And then how do you weed through it? So I want to just elevate what I know of you personally, is that what I believe when we're looking at our highest level of health and being our own best friends, our own best self healers, when we go into our suffering and we have humility and we have a stronger faith, we learn so much. And I think that when you were diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, in that point in your career, and I've had you on other shows, what I've seen you do personally is go into it and then have humility about your own health. But then how can you educate people for all the ways to be well? So you're really on a path.
Yeah.
You are on a path of service. And I think being from an entertainment family, you could have taken your career in many different ways. Because I've even in a short amount of 7 years of growing a brand, I've seen sort of the way sometimes media and different Hollywood types, it's more of a catastrophic thinking or the sexiest next this.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to just compliment your marathon approach to staying in the space of service and gratitude and faith.
Yeah. 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 You're right. That's my space and I love it. And, you know,
it takes longer though for everyone listening. If you're trying to make a difference in the world and you're growing your show, your brand, or you're suffering either with a medical issue or mental health or anything to do with health, you know, if you're trying to get media out to the world, a lot of times people want more like the sky is falling. So I just want to say thank you for the level of care that you've put into your content.
Well, let me tell you, I think, and that's why one of the reasons I love doing what I'm doing, because my focus is those who are in many senses educated, right? So they study upon things that they're going through. They study on ways to improve themselves. They study on ways as far as diet, exercise, mental health, things like that. And I think that those are also ones who are, you know, at times seeking better health. They take the time to really find out what's out there and really look into it and get into it and activate it in their life. So when you're trying to reach those people, and that's your audience that you're looking for. So I'm not trying to reach everybody. I'm looking for those who want to take control of their mental and physical health. And there's, you'd be surprised, there's more of those than there are of the ones who are just, you know, out here with all this other crazy stuff, right? And that's what we think, that you know, we want the news to be bad. We want the crazy YouTube videos with all the madness. But there are millions of people who are just like me and you, who want to get good information, want to share, want to tell people, want to help themselves and their loved ones.
Well, I think that this time in history is really unique because there's the pendulum swinging in so many different ways. And I think the word integrity, I've been talking about that a lot, like when we're in our own integrity. So I think people are realizing that when they're taking care of their health or they're being a good friend or they're going into business, that if you strip everything away from you, it's really, you've got your words, thoughts, and actions and your heart energy. And it just takes some people a little bit longer to realize that. And, you know, so I think there's like, hopefully all the work you're doing, there's humility to it too, right? Like, I love what you said, that each series, I'm hearing that from the very first time you produced and directed Reversed, you are also on a journey of always learning. So there's that like, oh my goodness, what else could I learn?
Yeah. Well, and that's, you know, what I'm trying to impart is because, you know, there's levels of health. And there's levels of mental health or physical health, spiritual health. And I thought, I used to think that, and this is when I had cookbooks out, healthy cookbooks. But I used to think, I don't know where I came up with this from, that drinking ginger ale was better because it had ginger in it. You know,
most crazy. I love it. I love it. This is for all of us. I think that's also like fun marketing where people put like the sexy, like it's healthy. And then you start looking at the ingredients. And so like, there's all this marketing where you used to think back in the day when I think it was so trendy when we were growing up, this low fat stuff that created a problem.
Yeah.
Like, so I think, you know, there's been so many different almost like trends. And I think what you're doing is at the pulse of consciousness right now, you invite these leaders onto your show, that also have gone through their own journey. So they're not just telling us what to do. They've had to walk the walk in their own quest for health.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, hey, would you try going carnivore for a week?
Sure. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't cook a lot. I'm just, okay, just that this is like its own joke. I did not expect that. You do want to come live with me for a week? I'm laughing. No, I'm actually mostly eat. I almost do like a non-planned intermittent fast.
Yeah.
And I don't have, like, knock on wood right now, I don't have any blood sugar challenges. But I swim 6 days a week. I do a Kashi Golden Crunch. We can talk about it even off show, but I'm just saying everyone's got a unique style of nutrition. Yeah. And I think when I pause, it's because my son's just recovering. He's almost at the end of COVID. So I'm just like sometimes one day at a time, like, yay, my son's okay. I didn't get COVID. I took care of my patients. Yeah, so maybe I would love to try it when I can go get all the ingredients in, and we can maybe I can be on one of your shows and we can have some fun with it.
I'm asking you because, and we'll talk about this because, you know, I would love, that would be a serious plot twist. I would love to have you on the show doing the mental health side of things. But also as someone who is going to give it a chance, because we're probably going to shoot about 5 days. And part of that is going to be over the weekend. So it really wouldn't take away too much of, you know, your work days per se.
I thought you meant just at home. No. Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, let's talk off show about all this. I just feel this is why everyone, I love Charles. but I also, this is my own just being real now. Yeah. I'm a full-time single mom and I don't have family that lives here. My son's stepdad moved away. So everything for me is bigger than it could seem. Yeah. So I have every intention to work with you when it's the time's right. You know, when you and I've tried to do that a bunch of times. So let's talk off show and see what we can do. Maybe there's a way I can participate virtually. Let's figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Because exactly. I want to, anything, you know, I'm a fan of you and what you're doing. And well, so thank you.
Your energy is just, is amazing. And it would just be soaring off the screen too.
Well, so. You know what I want to say, everyone? One of the reasons why my tone of voice can be like this, and this is probably a good segue into everything you're doing, Charles, is I have a really strong faith. And like, even right now I have my candle lit. I just did like a thank you reel to the world right before I went into another meeting. And so I kind of access more energy at times because sometimes it's like you have those days where you're like, you've got to be kidding me. Did this really just happen? And you might want to like throw down a couple F-bombs or I have an emergency. And then I have this way of just being grateful for everything that's going right in my life. So I keep it simple. I'm like, okay, you have food, shelter, clothing. Like you have good people that love you. You get to go to the pool today. Aren't you blessed?
Yeah.
And so I have this like way of kind of keeping it real that way. So thank you for that compliment. But I want everyone to know I do have days where I just want to cry or I get upset too. So thank you though for noticing. Can we talk about like your level of faith and things you're doing with like the Body Thy Temple or your music? What would you want to talk about next?
Yeah, I think our bodies are temple. We're actually shooting that right now. And I'm hoping to wrap that up within the next 30 days. And, that's a beautiful piece where we're going all across the country to try to understand the disparities in the Black church, but also in the Black community and the role that the Black church can actually play in helping its members, you know, to live healthy. And
by the way, I love that. Where did you get that vision? Because that to me is so on the front lines and just so smart and so full of common sense. Cause like, who are you going to trust? I just want to, you know, everyone, we're not doing this. We're doing this audio today, but I'm a very fair-skinned woman with blue eyes. And we're living at a time in history where there's been so much hatred and divisiveness. And no matter what our background is culturally and what we look like, when we're trying to make behavioral change, you're going to want to listen to the people you trust the most. Mm-hmm. So to me, going at the grassroots level of being on the front lines in the Black churches, to me, seems brilliant.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And hopefully they will see that they need to and could do a little bit more. And maybe this will spark some sort of change, you know?
Well, I'm wondering if you could have one of the people from that show go on the reverse show.
Yeah, I'm sure we could. I'm sure.
What if you had one of the religious leaders come for a week too? I mean, that would be pretty powerful.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see just saying to everyone, because I know that there's certain regions of the country and the world that they're like, oh, baby's got back. You look great. And they're like, put another helping on that plate of yours. You're going to have the greatest booty ever. Uh-huh. But you can put another serving of a different type of food and just then control your blood sugars differently, right? So it doesn't have to be like this or that, or it doesn't have to be fat phobic. It doesn't have to be thin glamorized. It can just be health oriented. And I think that's where our society gets triggered when we start using too many words in too many ways. What are your thoughts?
Well, the great thing about these series, especially the reverse one, we get a chance to really understand what healthy is. I mean, you know, you'd be surprised, and there's some serious data regarding vegetables. And you know, they've got one guy who's really well known. His name is Sean Baker, and Dr. Sean Baker, and he said he hasn't eaten a vegetable in 6 years, and he's the most healthiest he's ever been.
Wow.
And there's studies that show that vegetables and fruit are really not what you think they are. So, I mean,
Oh my goodness. But then there's also, I feel like you almost need to do a show that's all plant-based too. I'm just being so
I wouldn't do that because it's just, you know, it shows.
It wouldn't work for you.
That's not the way to, I mean, for some, but some people have to do certain things. Some people can't eat beef. Some people can't eat chicken. So they've got to, you know, eat certain ways. But the point I'm making is that these folks are bringing on are so intelligent. These are all doctors, all experts, and they've got there and they've broken out of the mainstream way of thinking. And they are dropping some jewels that you'll be like, wow, this is, you know, this is what we've been taught.
By I love it.
Who are a lot overweight and out of shape and smoking cigarettes. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so when these alternative doctors come to play and do their research and do their studying and they become their own model, so to speak, then we actually see that there's other ways of doing things that is not this mainstream, especially American diet.
Can I just go back to you sort of shocking me on the show? I just want to give a shout out to Charles. I'm sitting here interviewing him, all excited about him. And I didn't even realize you were asking me to go to Costa Rica. I was like, do I have meat in my fridge right now? I was like that. Like, I just want everyone to know. Sometimes I'm so focused that so I just wanted to have fun with that. But thank you for being so bold. You're just like throwing it out there. Like, woman, I'm here, man, please come to Costa Rica.
Give me a roll.
Okay.
Yeah.
So first of all, the word paradigm progression pioneer, the word paradigm shift is something that to me, we've all heard many times, but when I launched into more of a reaching more people, I really started paying attention to words, thoughts, and actions. And the word paradigm progression really allows us to honor the knowledge that we had before and build on it and question it with scientific method.
Yeah.
So I think what you're doing on all the different shows are you're looking at, I call it the pulse of consciousness. That's my phrase of different times when maybe we were in our 20s or 30s or people are teens or 40s, 50s, 60s, whatever age you are listening. And we were taught certain data in certain decades. And what I like about your series is you're really encouraging people to ask questions of their doctor, their healthcare team. And I like that there's doctors that are on there because when I was in medical school, they really did a bad job with nutrition. It was like the lame, remember that poster with the food groups and the little milk glasses? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was almost like nutrition for dummies in medical school at the time I was going. And I think a lot of the doctors that you have on your shows that are visionaries and also with humility said, hey, we might have been taught one way, but there's a different way.
Yeah.
And I like that for all of us to keep our own intellectual curiosity and ask for better ways and also know your own body type, your own, like when you asked me to do carnivore, I'm like, well, what do I have in the fridge right now? am I doing intermittent fasting? I'm like, okay, if Charles looked at my cupboard, what would he say? I was just like, so I think it's neat when we actually take a pause and we look at our own life and then we say, how can we do better?
Yeah. Yeah. You're so right. And, I want to, once again, I couldn't do this without these folks, because they're the ones who believe in what I'm thinking of, you know? So, I mean, you know, it's very humbling, you know, even our friendship too, but it's very humbling being able to call some of the top doctors in the world, you know, this young brother here, and they say, Charles, we're in, you know? And
yeah. Well, let me ask you, when are the dates on this?
Looking at either November, late November, December. It's rainy season in Costa Rica, so we're just trying to get past the rainy season, and it ends, I think, in November. So,
well, I think I have, you know what, let's actually really talk about this, because I have some other things that are going on. But I want to say, and I don't mean I'm saying no right now. I'm not saying no. I'm saying I had no idea you were going to ask me, and then let's discuss off show. But I wanted to say is that I didn't realize I put my hat in the ring, Charles. It was like 11 days into these 31 days of voting for the People's Choice Podcast Awards. Wow. And the Dr. Denise show, with just me reaching out. I don't have a publicist. I'm not doing the old way. I just reached out to people one-on-one and said, hey, if you have time, vote. And I feel really blessed. Out of 5 million listeners, I'm in the finals for the Skeptic's Journey to Science and Medicine.
Mm.
So wow. I think the way I would angle this, and so to me, I already won the trophy just being recognized. Mm. Because when you're not having like someone backing you fiscally and you're doing it yourself, you're like, wow, this is really making a difference. And I feel like that's what you're doing. And I think the word skeptic or using scientific method or like, would you try something for a week? My answer is yes, I'll try it for a week. Now let's see if I can get to Costa Rica, right?
But
So back to you, let's shift. So we've got Charles, you literally went straight into your own, how am I going to have health with my own diabetes? You're a father, producer, director, and you're also a musician. What do you want to talk about next? I mean, you're doing so much. Your music, your children. Well, I mean, by the way, if we want to do a shout out to our kids, I just want to thank my son. My son's Kieran. He and I started this little series called My Son, My Teacher. He wanted to do that before we hit 13. Uh-huh. And I don't know about you, Charles, but my son is my grounding factor. He really keeps it all in perspective. Can you relate as a father?
I can. I mean, it's real joy. And they keep us young. They keep us young. You know, we have to be young in a sense, which is a beautiful thing. And I'm blessed. And
are any of your kids like little entrepreneurs?
Well, they're a little. I mean, you know. I mean,
how old are your kids?
Well, we got a 5-year-old. He's definitely going to be like that. He's you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm going to make sure I'm going to pull him up with me, you know, to be a part of whatever I'm doing, you know.
My son asked to sit in on a meeting today.
Okay.
Last night we were at the pool because that's where he can be outside. There was no one there. He's got, you know, we're being very safe for the community. And he's like, Mom, you have a meeting tomorrow? I get to sit in. I'm part of the Dr. Denise brand. I'm like, what? You're 13. I'm like, wow, he's got ambition.
Yeah.
And I said, I like the way you're thinking, but Mom's been working on this for 7 years and I will pitch that you've got game and that you can present well. But I think what I wanted to say about this is, especially in the pandemic times, and we're rolling out of them, but even though it's still here, I have found the joy in seeing my son even more. And then the challenge of how do I keep my healthy balance of being a doctor, heading to the pool, you know, picking the right foods. And I feel like you're always juggling? How do I balance being a good dad and then doing all of this?
Yeah. It gets rough. I just dropped them off on Monday, and man, I had to go home and just take a break for about 4 or 5 hours, you know, just because it's a lot trying to be dad, business person, friend, son, father, lover of God, and everything else. It's you know, it's right. It's not easy.
Well, before we go on to the next thing you're doing, the three things I have integrated in the different shows this year, and this speaks to what you just said, is number one was self-care is the new cool. So what are your self-care things you do for Charles?
You know, I love traveling. So that's been my thing. And I'm at a stage right now where it's like, I'm kind of transitioning to another form of reality. You know, so I'm working on getting a house in Costa Rica and making that kind of like my second home until I'm able to per se be there full time. You know,
good job. You know, yeah. The vision. You're like filming there, putting down your stake. I picture you like throwing like a flag in the earth, like, here I am, Costa Rica.
Exactly. So I'm that's, you know, that's and trying not to stress, you know. There were days in the past where, you know, you'd be stressed, you don't even realize why you're stressed, and you know, so I'm doing good on that. I think one of the things I want to do more is really focus on my sleep. My sleep habits and patterns probably are not good at all. So that also can cause health issues and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm going to focus on that. So all is good. All is good.
Okay. So now,
let me give a shout out to the cast though, if that's okay.
Oh, fantastic. Of course. In fact, we can do another show and do one with the cast too.
Yeah, we can. We can. But real quick, we've got Dr. Kiltz. He's a fertility doctor and actually an advocate for carnivore, and is going to bring something serious to the series. You know, because he realizes that food is literally the catalyst to our health. Dr. Vega, he's a local to Costa Rica. He was on our last season in Costa Rica. And of course, I want to make sure that we got to have the local flavor. We can't go do a show.
Yay, I love that, Charles.
You know,
keep going.
Can't go do a show somewhere, man, and not, you know, bring the people in. Then we've got Dr. Chafee, Dr. Anthony Chafee. And real good guy. He's a doctor. He's an MD. He's a health advocate. And also a carnivore, and he's right now he's in Australia, but we're gonna fly him in when it's time. And powerful. Of course, Dr. Ken Berry, who is a guru in what he does. We've got Maria Emmerich. We're bringing Maria back. You know, she is just nutritionist, published author of well over, I'm sure, 20 books.
Wow.
Yeah. She's no joke. So yes, all right. So
does that everyone?
Huh? Yeah. That no.
Carl Schell, is Carl going?
No. Because Carl is. I want to get somebody who is either based in carnivore or looking to try carnivore. You know,
or the skeptic like me.
That's exactly the point.
I'd be like a fun little and also then I'm not just a skeptic about it. To be honest with you, I'm not skeptic about carnivore. I'm more like the one that does intermittent fasting, has Kashi Goling Crunch, has like salads with protein. I mostly have tons of vegetarian, but I do need meat because of the way I'm built. So I probably don't eat enough, and I probably would find it like, wow, you could eat this much of this. And it could be easy. And I like, would, if I would drive you nuts if you were my neighbor, because you would go, Denise, why aren't you turning on the stove? And I even tell, by the way, everyone knows this because I goof around, that I'm strategically single. And then I even tell men I don't cook. So like, I'm almost like, I could be like comic relief.
Yep.
Yep. No, I have a serious mind. Everyone knows this, but I'm just being playful about, I think knowing your own weaknesses and what you're good at and what you're not good at is also a part of health. Mm-hmm.
True, true. So, all right, let me just finish wrapping up real quick. So we've got Dr. Philip Ovadia. Love Dr. Phil. He's actually a heart surgeon, and he has a book called Stay Off My Operating Table. And he talks all about like the LDL, HDL, cholesterol effects and everything like that. And it's shocking to understand what they've been telling us as far as cholesterol and things of that nature. We've got Kelly Hogan, who is a rock star guru in our own space in carnivore. We've got the steak and butter gal, Bella, Dr. Tony Hampton. I think you maybe talked to him. We've got Emily too as well.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
this
it's
is like a team. This is like an Olympic team.
It's a rock star.
You are not messing around, Charles Maddox.
It's a rock star team. All right, so.
So wait, though, this is important. I actually want to do another show about your music because I am really mindful of time. We can even do that like back to back right now because that's a whole separate. But let's before we finish this exciting Charles Maddox doing another reversed in Costa Rica, dream team, like myth busting, paradigm progression pioneer. Can you give maybe your life hacks that you've learned living with diabetes type 2 and what you've learned for your own habits with keto and carnivore at this moment in time?
Yeah. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. There's a reason that statement is what it is. Keep it simple. Like, you know, I did get off into keto and I love keto. But it can also be a little complicated. You know, there's a lot of different ingredients, a lot of different recipes, this, that, and the other thing. But, you know, carnivore I've gotten into because it almost takes the guesswork out of it. And so basically it's just meat, you know. I mean, I had a steak today, you know, and a fantastic steak. And so really keep it simple as far as, you know, what we're eating. You know, drink water, you know, get lean meats, some fish, and intermittent fast, and eat less, you know, especially of things that if you're not doing carnivore and all that, just eat less. Exercise, try to walk. You don't have to go to the gym, just walk. And then educate yourself on your health.
So I love that's it. Really it.
Yeah.
I love it.
No, let's do another one on the music because I've
Let's go part two if you have time. So right at this moment in time, everyone, Charles, thank you for being on this show about what you're up to with Reversed.
Yes.
Where can everyone find you and all the new things you're doing?
They can go to our website, Bella and ellemedia.com, BellaAndLeelle media.com. And they could find out, or you can just Google my name, Charles Maddox, MATTOCKS. It'll lead you to something that'll lead to this, you know?
Okay. And I'll have your bio and I'll have all the links to you. Charles, thank you. And also thank you for putting me on the spot. I love the hot seat.
Yes,
I was like, how do I get a piece of meat in me tonight? That's how I was thinking.
Oh,
God, I meant carnivore. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that.
Okay, everyone, thanks for listening. All right, thanks, everyone.
All right.